up, internet? Mike here. Tired, sunburnt, thus the hat. It was either this or I'm doing this video with my face covered in aloe, and I don't think anyone wants to see that. Today we had the latest trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home drop, and of course, I've waited to record my first viewing of it. Please also do keep in mind that this trailer apparently does spoil Endgame, so if you have not seen Avengers Endgame yet and don't want it to be spoiled, I don't know how you've stayed on the internet and avoided spoilers for this damn long, but if you have, I applaud you. And B, please don't watch this trailer or this video until you have seen Endgame. So if you have not seen Endgame, hit stop now. But with that, let's see what Tom Holland has to say to us.
The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer is about to play, but if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame yet, stop watching, because there's some serious spoilers about to come up. But
okay.
If you have seen Avengers Endgame,
yes.
Enjoy the trailer.
I like the fact that they took the time to have him do this.
I see his face. I just really miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too. I don't think Tony would have done what he did if he didn't know that you were going to be here after he was gone.
Okay, this is already making Far From Home look far more than I expected.
I'm too busy doing your jobs. I'm kidding. Look, keep up the good work. I am going on vacation.
Heads up. Nick Fury's calling you.
I don't really want to talk to Nick
Answer
Fury.
Phone.
Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him.
Oh!
You read your voicemail?
I gotta go.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
That works. We're just talking about the trip.
I'm here in St. Marco Polo.
Oh, I think MJ really likes me. That reminds me when I first saw him.
Stop calling.
You're a very difficult person to contact, Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ned getting tranked just gets me every time.
I could use someone like you on my world.
Your world?
Beck is from Earth, just not ours. A snap to our hole in our dimension.
You're saying there's a multiverse?
We have a job to do, and you're coming with us.
There's got to be someone else you can use. What about Thor?
Off-world.
Captain Marvel.
Unavailable.
But I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Wait, Maria's a blonde now?
Bitch, please. You've been to space.
Peter. I want to go back on my trip with the girl who I really like and tell her how I feel. MJ,
I am Spider-Man.
No, of course I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
You're right. You may not be ready, but this is my responsibility. Saving the world requires sacrifice. Sometimes people die.
I feel like I'm putting my friends in danger. The world needs the next Iron Man.
You going to step up or not?
I gotta get you guys out of here. Build a jet.
Who are you?
I work with Spider-Man.
You work for Spider-Man?
I work with Spider-Man. New plan.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it right now. When I did my reaction for the first trailer, I did specifically say I wasn't quite sold. I just needed that one more thing to kind of push me over the edge into more excited territory, I guess. And yeah, I am there in spades. The first thing that really jumped out at me is Trevor and I had speculated off camera about how, with this being the actual end of Phase 3 and instead of Endgame being the end, that this is going to be a kind of palate cleanser movie, similar to what we got with Ant-Man and the Wasp, having come right after Infinity War, and with these two being Ant-Man and Spider-Man being more comedy-based characters, we both thought that's what we were kind of going to get here. Holy shit! Were we wrong? I've seen speculation earlier today that this might be the first Spider-Man film to cross the billion-dollar mark. From what I just saw, it very well could be. They have literally somehow almost accounted for people's complaints about the time travel and so forth in Endgame, and still almost possibly outdone Endgame in terms of what they're setting up here. They mentioned the multiverse, and like just the fact that they're bringing that in, bringing the MCU even closer to what we have in the actual comics. In the space of literally a movie and a trailer now, that alone has set up so much that we've gone from ending the biggest and most successful franchise in possibly in cinema history to setting up so much that the sky is the limit, and I'm just as excited right now as I was when I first found out we were going to get an Avengers movie years back, because they've gone right back to that feeling of anything's possible, and just, oh my god, I cannot wait for July 2nd, I cannot wait to record our review for this, and I can't wait to stop recording this video just so that I can sit down and watch this trailer again. This Spidey snapping at cops, introducing the multiverse, this is everything I wanted from a Spider-Man film in every way, and oh my god. This is going to make sitting through Dark Phoenix in June worth it, because I'm just gonna sign off now before I stammer anymore, so I'll see everybody at our review for Aladdin.
Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.